Good morning and welcome to Copper Country Today. We are heard Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock on 97.7 The Wolf, 8 o'clock on AM 1400 and FM 99.3 WCCY, and 9 o'clock on KBAR 102.3, brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality in medical care to help their patients live longer and healthier lives. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at QNRReport.com. Second half of the program this morning, Sam Ali will be previewing the 2014-2015 season at the Rose Center. In the first section, we're going to talk business, and we're going to talk in particular business between our area and the mother country, Finland. My guests are Kevin Manninen, who is the Dean of the International School of Business at Finlandia University, also the chairman of the upper president or whatever it is, of the Upper Michigan chapter of the Finnish American Chamber of Commerce. And Glenn Tolksdorf is here, and he is the president of the Keweenaw Peninsula Chamber of Commerce and the vice president of the Upper Michigan chapter of the Finnish American Chamber of Commerce. We're going to have a quiz on that at the end. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it. This is something relatively new to our area, isn't it, Kevin? This chapter of the Finnish American Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, we officially formed in April of this year. So,
this came out of FinFest.
This came as it's a direct result of having FinFest USA 2013 here in June of 2013.
A ton of work went into putting that little adventure together, and one of the things that we hoped to get out of it was some business connection, maybe some business investment from companies that were associated with Finland. Have we seen anything positive from that yet, besides just the plan moving forward here?
We're getting a lot of inquiries. We're just at the organizational stage now, but things are happening. Right now, our main objective is to just get the word out that we exist.
And you've put together a board of directors that includes you, Glenn, and people from a lot of the other kind of movers and shakers economically. What drew you into this?
Well, I think, the nice connection there between Finland and this country, especially in the forest products industry. My company being involved with the forest products industry and then also being involved with the local chamber, and any possibility of attracting business to Upper Michigan and doing that with Finland. Right now, I don't know if you want to touch on that, Kevin, or I can touch on it. We have the chairman from Ponzi coming up here next Tuesday from Finland.
That was on my notes to get to. Let's start, as long as you've brought it up, Glenn, let's start by talking about that. First of all, what is Ponzi?
Well, Ponzi is it's a global leader in the manufacture and sale of forest machinery. So they have very state-of-the-art forest machines. Glenn is very familiar with the company.
What kind of things do they make?
Their primary thing is they make what they call processors and forwarders, which are pretty much high-tech type logging equipment. They're like the Cadillac manufacturer of processors and forwarders in the world.
Do we see their level of equipment here in the Copper Country?
Several throughout Upper Michigan, Wisconsin, and they have a regional locally based headquarters in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. This equipment is just unbelievable. A lot of it is computerized. Everything is conducted in the cab. They process the wood. The forwarders go out there and pick it up, and nobody leaves the machine.
Yeah, this is becoming like farming. I mean, I have a friend who's a farmer, and his dad many years ago was out baking in the sun on the John Deere tractor, and now, of course, he's got his sound system inside his big enclosed tractor with air conditioning and all of that stuff. The woods is turning out rather like this too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the guy who has the most difficult job is the guy in the log truck who has to get out of his cab and jump on top to load it up. He's about the only guy who has to get outside anymore, hardly.
Our grandparents who were logging here a century ago are turning over in their graves at this point. So he's coming in. Kevin, started basically like a one-man operation, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a very interesting story. They started in a very rural area of what they call northern Savo in Finland. Very small community. And from there, the company has grown into a multinational entity, a global global company with 11 subsidiaries around the world. Glenn mentioned the North American headquarters is in Rhinelander, USA in operations. And they also do business in 40 countries.
So he's coming in, and he's going to speak at Finlandia, let me see if I remember this right, Tuesday afternoon, 4
Tuesday,
o'clock.
Tuesday, 4 o'clock at the Finnish American Heritage Center.
This is open to everybody?
Yeah, we're opening it up to the community. We certainly want the Finlandia students to be there, but we've also contacted all other interested parties.
What kind of things is he going to be sharing?
I can't really say, but I know he's going to tell a little bit the history of the company, how a small one-man operation became a global leader.
That's got to be a great story.
Yeah. And I think it is something that, should inspire us here from the UP, very small area, but yet, there is that potential to become a major global player. And I'm very, very excited about hearing what he has to say in this matter.
Yeah, because the area that he is from shares some things in common with us, at least, in that it's not exactly on the beaten track.
Yeah.
And so he has turned that into a huge company, mm-hmm. and will be here. And again, if you want to check more details about that, I have posted a note on our community calendar at our website at QNRReport.com. And everybody, no charge to attend that?
No, no charge.
Okay. So that is coming up on Tuesday. Let's talk a little bit about how we move forward with this new Upper Michigan chapter of the Finnish American Chamber of Commerce to try to develop what? What's our goal?
Mm-hmm. Well, the purpose of the Finnish American Chamber of Commerce Upper Michigan is to simply promote business and professional cooperation between Upper Peninsula and Finland. That's a very broad, broad statement, and that was the intention. We want to be there as an entity to support any kind of development in the area of business, research and development, technology, and we're even there to support all the cultural activities that go on.
I know that you and I talked about mm-hmm. this back when FinFest was approaching and going on, that there are companies in Finland that would like to make investment and expand into the United mm-hmm. States, and that this area might be an area that would feel comfortable for them.
Oh, definitely. I think that's one of our major advantages. Let me go back and say that the Finnish American Chamber of Commerce is a big network. There are, I believe, 12 of them throughout, 12 chapters throughout the United States, 10 chapters in the U.S. There's a Canadian Chamber of Commerce, and then there is one chapter in Helsinki.
I was a little surprised, having learned mm-hmm. that a while back, I was a little surprised we hadn't had one here up until now.
Exactly. That was one of the motivations for starting this, is with all our connections, with all the, cultural connections, and we forget that we also have a lot of business connections. Michigan Tech, Finlandia have educational connections. Michigan Tech, you'd be surprised how many professors have done research in Finland. It's just a great network and opportunity that we should have been tapping into a long time ago.
Why did, your presence on the board, I would assume, kind of represents the Keweenaw Peninsula Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
Because you're the president of that organization, and I know that you have Mark Massicott is on the board. He's
yep.
the president of the Berrigan County Chamber of Commerce. What do your chambers see happening through this branch of the Finnish American Chamber?
Well, I think it's a collaboration effect. Just anything to work together to improve business within our region. And that's what the Finnish American Chamber of Commerce is reaching out to do. And that's main goal of the chamber, our local Keweenaw Chamber of Commerce.
Sure.
And we reach out to all types of businesses, and this is just another branch to reach out to help bring new possible jobs or business within our area. And, of course, now working on such a global economy, and Finland is a big part of that right now. One of their largest wood-based forest products industry in Finland is currently working on biopellet plants in southeast United States. And who knows, maybe that's something that could expand into Upper Michigan someday.
We have lots of woody biomass here.
Yes, we do.
As a person who had never been here before from the state of Michigan once told me when I interviewed her, she said, "I can't believe the amount of woody biomass you have here." And I said,
right.
"Ma'am, we call those trees." But she was very impressed with all of that. My guests are Kevin Manninen, who is the president of the Upper Michigan chapter of the Finnish American Chamber of Commerce, and Glenn Tolksdorf, who is the vice president. We're talking about methods that we might be able to develop to reach out, maybe get some jobs and investment from Finland in our area over the next few years. Kevin, you have the advantage of having lived and worked in Finland for 15 years, working with business there. How does business differ in Finland than it does here? How are operations different?
Not that much, and I think that's another one of the things. Another member of our board, John Leinonen, who's been with the Smart Zone and is still affiliated with the Smart Zone here, has said it's very similar in the way we do business. It's a little more laid back, And I think when
Finland
Finns,
laid back, really, I'm stunned by this.
Yeah, when Finns come here, I think they realize the similarities. We have similar industries. Glenn has mentioned the area of biomass and alternative energies. It's very big in Finland, and this, of course, is something we're very interested in.
Yeah, we have huge potential for that here
in the Upper Peninsula. So I think that's going to be one of the driving factors for this cooperation. Also, of course, I mentioned the Smart Zone, the high-tech business area. Finland, I think when Finns come here, they're going to see that, wow, it's a small community, yet it's very, very high-tech savvy. It has a lot to offer. And something Finns like is that always that connection to nature. So I always say it's like you can be at work and 15 minutes later you can be fishing on the lake.
Absolutely. I had a guest from Finland on one of my programs once, and I said to her, what's the difference between Finland and here? And she said, here is much more Finnish.
Yeah.
We tend, when we think about Finland here, we think about some of the traditional things. We think about the old-time music, the traditional folk dancing and such. And Finland 50 years ago was considered one of the backwaters of Europe. Mm-hmm. And right now it's a leader. What have they done over the past half century to really move their country forward?
Well, of course, you have to point at education. They always emphasize education. When you have a small population, education becomes very important. So they invested in that and they value it to a very high degree. One of the other forums we had along with the business forum at FinFest in 2013 was an education forum. So
And out of that came a trip that local educators made to Finland. Jennifer Lynn from the Beriga Schools was on this program a few months ago, and we talked about what they found. And she said the very same thing. She said teachers in Finland are very highly esteemed, and the standards are very high.
Yeah. What also Finland has done, they've done a lot of little things, like in many regions and also nationally, there's a very good public-private partnership. There's a good relationship between the university sector and the business sector.
And that's something that we've worked very hard on here in the Copper Country, but is relatively new to American education over the last, probably 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's happened here, but it's not been as much of a national effort the way it has been in Finland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really, as I talk with educators from other areas, we really kind of lead the pack in that. And that's one of the strengths I know that the Keweenaw Chamber pushes forward, isn't it, Glenn?
Yeah, you mean as far as collaborating with the educational institutions and so forth?
Sure.
Absolutely. I know, I think actually in our area, it really started around 1980s with the Bureau of Industrial Development, MTU, and then that enhanced it to more business development type.
So what do we have to offer then to a Finnish business that thinks about locating here in the United States?
Well, first of all, one of the things that's changed over the years, it's obvious to a lot of people, is because of technology, location is not as important as it once was. Nearness to your markets is not as vital as it used to be. And for that reason, we offer certainly affordability. We offer here basically everything a Finnish firm would need to get established in the North American market at a cost that may be one-third or less than establishing in a lot of the larger, big city markets.
Yeah, we have office space here that's very reasonably priced. We have housing here that's very reasonably priced. Glenn, I know you deal in real estate as well as forestry, and I was a real estate broker downstate for many, many years before I got back into radio. People here, in many cases, I think, don't know how good we have it. Right. In terms of prices for homes and renting businesses and such, because you go into some of those cities, you'll pay three, four times as much.
I believe, too, that I think the climate and the topography and the terrain is very similar, too, to Finland. And when people come here from Finland, they probably feel a lot more comfortable.
I guess one of the other advantages, you know, for a Finnish firm to enter the U.S. market, if they go into some of the larger markets, they're going to be a very small fish in a big pond.
That's true.
Whereas if they come here, they're going to be very big fish in a small pond, but that pond has open access to the big ocean. So, you know, they're going to get all the help they need. They're going to they're going to find that all the services they need, the attention they need, they're going to find it here.
So let's flip the question around. We have businesses here that might want to expand and work internationally. Mm-hmm. Are there opportunities for those businesses in Finland?
Exactly. That's what another goal of our organization is, to build networks within Finland so that if somebody's interested in the Finnish market, they can come to us and we can say, check out these guys. You know, here's a contact. So we're also we're part of a large network. We all have our own personal networks in Finland, but we're also part of the larger Finnish American Chamber of Commerce. So through them, we are connected to the Finnish embassy and other relevant organizations.
Now, if a Finnish company comes over here, certainly what you said is true. They have access to a huge market within the United States. Europe, we know, is much more segmented. You have, the four countries just within Scandinavia, and then many other countries within Europe and within the European Union. If I wanted to move my business into European business and cover all of Europe, is Finland an appropriate place to base that?
Certainly, because number one, Finland has one advantage over, for example, the neighbor over there, Sweden, is that Finland is a member of the Eurozone. So they use the euro. So that just will cut the cost of major business transactions significantly when you don't have to be, exchanging currency to do business in Germany, France.
Sure.
Other nations. So you do have open access to the whole European market. In addition, certain countries might be interested in the Russian market. And, of course, Finland has always had a huge trading relationship with the Russian market and Eastern Europe and the
not
Baltic
always
states.
A friendly relationship.
Not always a friendly relationship, but never really.
Certainly, even when it wasn't friendly, there was a relationship out of necessity there.
Yeah, sure.
So it does open up a lot of doors then for an American company to consider operating out of Finland if they want to reach that entire European market.
Certainly.
So politically, how does that work? I mean, I have no idea. I don't know anything about international business. I know things about, local businesses and things like that. If I'm going to expand my business into other countries and other continents, now I've got to start worrying about customs. I've got to start worrying about multiple tax structures. I've got to start worrying about how employees are treated there versus how employees are treated here. Who helps sort all that out?
I think that was, you probably remember the guy's name from the United Nations, the Finnish ambassador. He was up here for FinFest.
There's the Finland Trade Office. Mm-hmm. One of the gentlemen there, Val Kratzman, was up here for the FinFest and the Business Forum. You can go through them, but of course you can always find, there's companies that will actually assist you, freight forwarders, export management companies and that are available that can actually take care of a lot of the exporting for you.
Because that, I would find that a very daunting task. Mm-hmm. If I was like the gentleman from Ponzi who's coming in here who was, he started his business all by himself, and all of a sudden he's got to do all of this, I would be very confused. There is help available?
There is help available.
This is something, obviously, that the Finnish American Chamber of Commerce could probably help with then.
Yeah, at least we can point you in the right direction.
You can tell me where to go.
Yeah.
People are always telling me where to go. Do you have goals now that are set up for the new chapter of the Finnish American Chamber of Commerce? Do you have a timeline set out by which you'd like to see certain things happen?
We haven't had too structured of a strategy. The important thing that we saw, and when we discussed this with Val Kratzman from the Finland Trade Office or Finland Trade Office of FinPro, and also with Mr. Jukka Pietikäinen, who's the Consul General of New York for Finland, or Consul General for Finland based out of New York. They were saying the main thing is get established. Here is now an entity whereby, for example, if a Finnish delegation comes over, they work through the Finnish embassy. The Finnish embassy now has someone to turn to.
Okay. Say,
come to Upper Michigan.
If you build it, they will call.
So that I think, has been the key.
I know one of the other advantages in dealing with Finland in terms of business is that English is widely spoken.
Yes.
So there's not really a language barrier going on there. That's obviously good for us. For them, the flip side is there's not a lot of Finnish spoken here. There are people who can speak the language and sometimes do, but certainly we don't speak Finnish here the way that they speak English in Finland.
Right.
So that might be a problem, but on the other hand, if they speak English well, then
we wouldn't see language as being a barrier.
So
we have enough Finnish speakers around here anyway that we can turn to if necessary.
Yeah, we just call Glenn.
Yeah, right. Oh, my mother's maiden name was Sari. So.
Ah, see, there you go. Yeah. There you go. You're natural.
I think Kevin's got me beat there, though.
I still can't figure out how to pronounce individual Finnish words, and I've been here 9 years trying to figure it out. It's a challenging language.
Mm-hmm. It is, but we all love a challenge. That's why we live up here, right?
So, again, let's hit this program that is coming up on Tuesday night. The chairman of the board of the Ponsse Corporation, and you can pronounce his name for me.
It's Jukka Vidgren.
Jukka Vidgren.
Excuse me, I said Jukka.
Yeah, Juha Vidgren.
Juha Vidgren.
Okay, because I always run to either you or Jim Kurti to help me with Finnish pronunciations because I just embarrass myself if I try to do it. He will be appearing at the Finnish American Heritage Center on Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and a remarkable story of this gentleman who started his business in a remote area of Finland.
Yeah, it was his father, actually, who
started it.
Yes.
You know, all alone. By himself, one-man operation, and now has an international presence in 40 different countries. That's really impressive.
Yeah.
So there are certainly things that we can learn from him and hopefully come away with some inspiration, not only in terms of building relationships between us and Finland, but just in terms of building business, whether it be here in the Copper Country or any place. Now, the next question, Glenn.
Yes.
You need members for this organization? Because this is, I suspect, not quite like our local chambers of commerce, you know, that are standalone organizations. The Keweenaw Peninsula Chamber of Commerce is its own entity. Baraga County is its own entity. This is a division of a larger entity. But we still need members for this?
Yes, we do. And we should probably note that anybody can join the Finnish American Chamber of Commerce, whether you're a company, whether you're a private individual, and I think maybe...
Can you join if you're Dutch?
If you're Dutch, if you're Swedish.
Okay.
Russian.
Half of our board is not Finnish.
No.
Just wanted to check that out.
And maybe we should throw out there, I'm trying to remember here, the fees for a corporate is...
Business yearly membership is $50, and individuals can join for $10.
For $10. That's very reasonable.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Are you having regular meetings?
Yes, every once a month we have a regular board meeting.
And people are invited to those if they'd like to be members. Can you just stop by and find out what it's about?
We haven't really dealt with that, I don't see why not.
Yeah, we're a pretty young board. Yeah,
pretty young, and we're pretty open. We're looking to have maybe occasional events. We might have maybe a Christmas event and a summer event.
Okay.
Just a few socials along the way just so people can get to know each other. And, of course, whenever we have a visitor in the area, maybe that's that'll be a good occasion to have a meeting.
Okay. It's an exciting prospect.
Yeah.
And I'm really eager to see how this plays out over the next few years.
Mm-hmm. One of the opportunities, I think, as being a member of this, the fact that there's Finnish American Chamber of Commerce all over the country, is we're very closely united with the Minnesota chapter and also somewhat with the Chicago chapter.
Mm-hmm. So this could actually have some benefits within the United States.
Exactly.
As opposed to just exclusively across the pond with Finland. We have now networks with other Finnish-oriented communities in the country.
Well, for example, one of our plans is to approach, for example, the Minnesota Chamber. They were very helpful. Mr. Jouko Sipola and Keith Reisen, and some people will remember Keith, he lived up here. that they were very encouraging, and they even basically helped us set up our chamber through, you know, sharing their bylaws and giving a lot of assistance that way. Right. And one of the things we thought with them was, let's combine and approach Finnish regions and say, organize a business delegation, bring them here. You can visit us. You can visit the Minneapolis area. You can visit Chicago. It makes it much more cost effective if you're able to visit three communities or three.
Three Kevin, regions. We've got to wrap things up here, but if folks have questions about this new chapter of the Finnish American Chamber of Commerce, can they get in touch with you? How do they reach you?
Sure. We also have our own, we have an info email. It's info@facc-upmich.com.
And there's a website up as well.
There's a website.
And I will put a link to that on our Copper Country Today page at QNRReport.com.
Yeah.
So if people want to learn more, they can follow that link and go right
we
after it.
We also have a Facebook page and a LinkedIn site.
I will put those up as well, and I got to wrap things up here. So Glenn Tolksdorf and Kevin Manninen, thank you very much.
Thank you.